cloud native just means you've got more components or microservices than anyone, even a mythical TEDx engineer, can keep track of. With Ops Level, you can build a catalog in minutes and forget needing that mythical 10x engineer. Now, you'll have a 10x service catalog to accompany your 10x service count. Visit OpsLevel.com to learn how easy it is to build and manage your service catalog. Connect to your Git provider and you're off to the races with service import, repo ownership, tech docs, and more. Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS, the podcast. Let's get after it. Amazon Chime SDK now offers a Windows library. This makes sense. People using Windows are already miserable, so you may as well give them a decent messaging backend. I'm serious. The Chime SDK is awesome. It's just the app that hates people. Amazon CloudWatch now supports high-resolution metric extraction from structured logs, all in service of CloudWatch's low-resolution wallet extraction, presumably. I love CloudWatch and hate the lack of visibility into the specific cost drivers so far. AWS SAM CLI introduces SAM list command to inspect AWS SAM resources. I see list won the final round coin toss, beating out describe, get status, LS, PS, and for some reason, systems manager, listing manager. Get cost estimates faster with AWS pricing calculator bulk import. I'd like it if I could get order of magnitude billing information without waiting a day or two first. What kind of bulk import do I need to build to make that happen? New, visualize your VPC resources from Amazon VPC creation experience. Okay, I like this a lot. Finally, I don't have to click through six screens and keep track of VPC and subnet IDs together to figure out whether an S3 gateway endpoint is in place or not. And that alone is worth however much effort it took to build this. Thank you. Introducing the AWS ProServe Hadoop Migration Delivery Kit TCO tool. And there is just no way that whoever built this thing and named it isn't being paid by the word. Full text search is hard. Consider TypeSense. Imagine if Algolia were open source or open search if it didn't suck. I assure you I was skeptical as well, but I have poked around and it actually does what it says on the tin. With a free as in puppy open source model, as well as a disturbingly low cost cloud hosted model that uses the exact same open source binaries that you can run yourself, this is something that I've wanted to exist for a while and can now happily report that it does. Go check it out for yourself at typesense.org, or alternately, give up on having a working search entirely and go back to your day job on the Google Docs team. As one added bonus, they're entirely self-funded. There are no VCs involved because their founders apparently don't want to talk to people whose most interesting character trait is writing checks from someone else's bank account. That's typesense.org. My thanks to them for sponsoring this podcast. Introducing the Amazon EKS Workshop. I'm picturing something akin to Santa's workshop immediately after one of the elves grabbed a sharpened candy cane and led a failed yet surprisingly bloody uprising against their ongoing exploitation. Using GitHub Actions with Amazon Code Catalyst. This is yet another example of how Code Catalyst gets it in a way that most of the other service teams very clearly do not. Instead of shoving customers toward code build or code pipeline or code deploy, all of whom have a collective motto of bet you'll use GitHub Actions next time, loser, they're meeting the industry where it is and making it straightforward to use GitHub Actions. And finally, using Amazon CloudWatch metrics to monitor time to expiration for reserved instances. In a smarter world, this would already be exposed, but no, you get to build and pay for CloudWatch custom metrics to freaking see when your RIs expire. Genius. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Stay salty.